The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit autoowners.com. This is Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood. In a moment, a case of the heroes being honored far too long after their acts of heroism. First, this from Charlie. At the White House, the president awarded two long overdue medals.
We are a nation who remember our heroes.
Even if it takes almost 100 years, as it has for two American soldiers, Sergeant William Sheman of New York and Private Henry Johnson of North Carolina, both finally recognized with the Medal of Honor for their service in World War I. Sergeant Sheman had already won the nation's second highest medal for repeatedly braving German machine gun fire.
He's 19 years old. He goes out on three occasions to bring back his wounded comrades, three separate occasions.
But his daughter, Elsie Sheman Roth, learned from one of her father's army buddies why he'd been denied the nation's highest medal, the Medal of Honor.
He said, "Your father never got the medal that he deserved because he was a Jew."
And she was determined to make things right. So on Tuesday, she was among the 66 family members at the White House who saw her father's heroism finally acknowledged. As for Private Henry Johnson, he was awarded the nation's highest honor for hand-to-hand combat, except the nation was France.
France didn't have the segregation policies that the American Army had at the time.
Retired Major General Nathaniel James says, as far as the American Army was concerned, Private Johnson's combat wounds didn't even merit the Purple Heart.
It was one of these bigotry things that they didn't want blacks to get any kind of recognition.
He didn't even get any medical care.
As far as I know, he died as an alcoholic and penniless.
But now his tombstone, at least, will be decorated with the Medal of Honor. There comes a point when the medal doesn't honor the soldier so much as the soldier finally brings honor to the medal. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.